Hi there, and welcome to this computerweekly.com storage podcast with me, Anthony Adshead, storage editor at Computer Weekly. Today I have with me Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. Good morning, Mathieu.
Good morning, Anthony.
And today we're going to hear from Mathieu about the recent RSA conference over in the US and the key implications for storage and backup. So, Mathieu, the first question I have is, what were the key themes at RSA 2023? Over to you.
So RSA 2023 was probably one of the busiest ever. I've been attending for about 20 years, and I think everybody was very happy to come back to in-person meetings after COVID. I had expected, like many others, that there would be 100% talk about AI. And to some extent, I would say there was about 50% talk about AI, generative AI, in terms of the risks for the industry, the risks for data protection, for storage, for backup. But there was also a lot of talk about everything that's powered by AI. And a good number of vendors are now claiming that their solutions are being powered by AI. And the reality is that some of them are, some of them are not. Other talks around RSA were around more fundamental issues like risks. So that was a major shift from the previous 5-6 years. Everybody was going back to the basics and talking about the actual risks for the data, for the ecosystem, and for the users, as well as for the board. And that was actually quite refreshing because as opposed to being just a vendor fest, there was real talk about what are we trying to protect. And in that vein, I suppose we saw the comeback of data classification. So data classification in technology isn't new. It's been around for a number of years, but it hasn't got a lot of coverage at RSA in the past few years. And now that we're back talking about risks and we're back to talking about how AI is potentially influencing how we collect data and how we create new data or how data can be leaked out, data classification is now back firmly on the agenda. And in my view, that's a very welcome thing.
Excellent. Thanks, Mathieu. So what would you say are the key impacts on storage and backup that follow from these changes in the focus in terms of compliance, etc.? Over to you.
Well, you and I often talk about how you manage your ecosystem and all of the different silos that you have. You obviously can't protect something you don't know. So the advice is to make use of that new data classification technology, some of it indeed powered by AI, in order to preempt issues that might happen with data. So what is the data you want to keep? What is the data that you acquire that you shouldn't be acquiring because now you're a custodian of that data under GDPR, CCPA, or whatever? And how can you protect that data? So it's all about, we also saw actually at RSA a resurgence of privilege access management and access rights. And so who needs to have access to what data at what time? So I think we need to go back to basics on that one, and we need to have a look at, am I collecting too much data? Do I really need that data? And if I do need it, am I actually keeping it under the right framework for storage, for accuracy, for access availability, specifically under the likes of GDPR? So data classification is key, data management, access to data, and of course, where is the data stored? And again, one of the issues there is, do you actually know what cloud providers you use? Do you use the right cloud providers for the right type of data? And that's also a new theme that came out of RSA 2023.
Excellent. Thanks, Mathieu. That's the end of today's podcast. But for more information, news, features, and podcasts on data, storage, backup, and compliance, please go to computerweekly.com/storage.